if you have a bunch of particles, like molecules and a chemical compound, often you can study. So if you want to know whether a particular molecule is going to be a nifty drug which will capture this virus and wrap it up and stop it from doing what these bad things, it turns out, although you do not need to use quantum physics to describe that, because the critical features of that problem occur at distances between atoms which are so large that the quantum effects are small. So there's a class of chemistry problems which are done as particle dynamics, probably the most, especially the chemistry or biochemistry. So biochemistry is roughly chemistry of compounds which are of interest in biology, such as proteins. And you will find that probably the most interesting problems in those areas are molecular dynamics problems or particle dynamics problems, which are what we discussed in that set of, we discussed the interacting particles. We sort of implied we were talking about Newton's laws of the gravitating particles. But if you have the more complex law of interactions between chemical particles, that's what you need to describe the dynamics of proteins. The interesting feature of the dynamics of proteins is that they're essentially limited in practice to less than or equal to about 100,000 atoms, whereas the corresponding astrophysics problems are more typified by many millions of particles. So each sort of field of science has different structure. The chemistry problems are more complicated because the interactions within the particles are very complex, because chemical compounds have a lot of structure, whereas the whereas galaxies just have Newton's laws for their interaction between them. They have a very simple force law, whereas chemistry problems have a very complex force law, and they have very complex geometries.